Hey, I'm Kayla Hansen.
And I'm Crystal Blasco. We're sisters, home organizers, coffee
and cocktail lovers,
and hosts of this witty show, Well Ordered, Well Lived.
Grab your favorite beverage and join us as we have fun and curious conversations with ourselves and others about home solutions, family, and reinvesting in new experiences.
Let's do this.
Well, well, welcome to another episode of Well Ordered, Well Lived. I'm Kayla Hansen, and I'm joined by my sister and co-host, Crystal Blasco. How are ya?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm feeling really good, actually. My serotonin levels are rising as our daylight, light is lasting longer.
I've noticed that.
I can smell spring. It is near. We
I say
are
that same thing.
Bringing down the house. Well, really bring it down the fort this weekend.
Oh, you
we
are.
Did the snow fort a couple weekends ago, but now it's been this abundance of sunlight happening and everything's melting. So this weekend we're going to kind of do yard prep and start doing our garden stuff and get that kind of so that right there is like spring.
You like
is
yard
near.
Work though and being outside.
Oh, yeah, I do not.
I need to go pick up some sticks that fell in a storm this winter, and I keep going out there, and I'm like, shoot, there's a lot more than I thought out here. I hate yard work.
You do.
Yeah.
Well, you outsource it because you'd rather be doing other things.
That's true.
But because you don't enjoy it.
Mm-mm.
So why would I do that when I actually enjoy it? Like, get to have Cody out there, and he gets all tuckered out by the end of the day, so it's well worth it. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it's good to get the fresh air.
Yeah.
The pups.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we're doing. Or actually, we're starting that this coming weekend, and then we're talking about like house projects and stuff.
Yeah,
and we're gonna try to get some new gutters and stuff. So this is just all within spring. It's like your spring cleaning,
sure.
And just getting things up and going. All right, do you guys have anything coming up?
We don't have any house projects. I've been talking about redoing our renovating our powder bath a little bit, but nothing exterior. And I've noticed, though, I'm in this sort of spring cleaning mode, not as much as like deep clean, but I'm in this sort of rearrange, and I want to see things need to have a new perspective in each room. So I've rearranged the sunroom, and all the pillows are changing out. So like shelf decor on the bookshelves, like all of that stuff is very springy for me, to where I'm not putting up like spring and Easter things, but just sort of refresh, if you will. So that's all that we have going on. No big projects.
I just remember that actually you had your outdoor projects last year.
Yeah, we had a
lot. So this makes sense that you're going to stay in this year.
Yeah.
Stay in. Oh my gosh. Okay, so this episode, we're going to be talking about organizing and how it's good for the brain. We recently had gotten some interest from our listeners, along with some articles that they had shared with us about the psychology of organizing. Obviously, that has a very broad wording to that. There's so much more that goes into that, and we should probably get somebody on to talk about that in depth. But we take that feedback because obviously people are interested. That's what we want to talk about. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, it's our everyday life too.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's easy for us to talk about this. We feel this personally. We feel this. We understand all of this is happening with our clients. And we forget that not everybody also has the brain that we have or functions in the way that we do. And so, there's a lot of interest and intrigue in, well, I'm trying to do things the way you do it, and I just can't get it to work. Or, there's places that they get stuck. So I love it when people are very curious about this.
I know. When they ask, they're like, so what made you get into organizing? I think that's such a weird question because I'm like, well, how do you like to live in clutter?
Yeah.
And I just don't really – maybe this is good for me because I don't know how to explain it. I'm just like, I was just born with it.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a tough one too when they're like – and you do it with your sister, so both of you guys like this?
Yeah, they always ask us, were your parents like this or who passed down the gene or what was that from? And it is – we get asked that. That's probably our number one question is how did you get into organizing? People ask us if we have a certification. People ask us – and so – we don't have a certification, which I think is very empowering to share with others that you don't need that. There are just some things that, hopefully we can help explain a little bit and the benefits that it provides for the rest of your body, soul, mind. And, anybody can do it if they put their mind to it. You know, without like sounding like cheesy and the more you know, but I really think that once they sort of bite things off in little bite-sized pieces and get that first, not adrenaline rush, but that first sort of, oh, I checked this off the list. I can do this, right? It's just that first step. Mm. So yeah, we always get asked that question, but I don't know how to describe it versus, yeah, I guess our brains are just wired and we were just born this way.
We're just trying to get all that dopamine out of that, just what the rewards of us doing the projects. I mean, that's a huge thing, right? The dopamine release and how important that is on your brain.
I completely agree. I think that we can dive into that, but I also think just the help, the actual organizing and the dopamine release that provides is equivalent for me to the dopamine, like the rush that I get from seeing somebody happy about the space. That also gives me that same sort of pleasurable experience when they come in and they love their space. Not only can I physically see that it's clutter-free and it looks great. I mean, pat myself on the back here, and you too.
Okay, thank you.
But so the actual physical space, but the experience that I have in sharing that with a client, that keeps me going to the next client and says, and I can say, okay, wow, we're really making a difference here. So that feedback, and even the feedback that we get from listeners of them saying, we want to learn more about this, we want to hear more about the organizing side, that's that rush of, okay, yeah, that's and I'm not a big words of affirmation person, but I can see how that feeds into the motivation to keep going and kind of keep carving your path there. So yeah, I think it starts with this, I guess, dopamine release.
Yeah. Can you tell me what that is?
I don't have it memorized, but I did Wikipedia just that, right? So yeah, dopamine is a chemical released by neurons that send signals to other nerve cells, and that plays a major role in both mood and reward motivated behavior. So that's the key, is that it's reward motivated. Dopamine has this role in, it's this pleasure, how we feel pleasure. So does that experience bring us pleasure? Then we're going to kind of keep going back and getting another dopamine hit, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's a form of an addiction. And, you know, you get these hits of, it's like somebody getting a hit of adrenaline by doing something. And so you're always like seeking out that next pleasurable experience. And so it's a unique way, it's our unique human ability to think and to plan. And you can get this in all, you can get this release from all sorts of activities, extracurriculars, you know, things. I mean, in like, you know, it comes from, for me, there's lots of things. Organizing is one of them. Comes from sex, comes from, you know, people get it from drugs, you know, or what, it's, there's some healthy ways and there's some unhealthy ways.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a little bit of this catch-22. And that happens in this situation. There's some healthy ways and there's some unhealthy ways in what provides that pleasurable experience. So full transparency, even though we're talking about the organizing, the
yeah.
good,
yeah,
there is some bad, so to speak, that there's a reason why maybe there's some confusion on this.
I'm confused.
Okay, sorry. let me here, let's explore. Let me break this down.
Okay.
So we are organizers, but there's a reason we have to organize, because people have accumulated clutter. Okay, so accumulating things isn't bad. We're not saying you can't buy something, but more times than not, the reason that somebody will accumulate something is you feel good when you buy something new, right? So this
yes.
this
mm-hmm. yes, I do. But I get rid of something when I'm good at, like, if I get something new, I get it out of the way.
Okay, so most people...
I'm choking on this cinnamon. I put far too much cinnamon in this espresso. Sorry. I need some water.
Here, take some right here.
Okay, thanks.
So what are you drinking, though?
Espresso, chocolate, truffle, and mixed with vanilla eclair. And then I just wanted, like, a little dash of cinnamon.
And it all came out?
Pretty much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
I have a turmeric latte, and the turmeric is really strong, kind of burns a little bit.
It looks like you're drinking mustard.
I am not. Back to the issue at hand here. So accumulating items. So our brains are constantly, once you accumulate something, it makes you feel good. If you go out and you buy that same item, it probably doesn't make you feel as good as it did the first time. So your brain is constantly trying to up the ante. Your brain is constantly saying, oh, you got this shirt in black and you loved it and you felt really good. Well, now when you go back, you're thinking, I felt really good. Now I want that shirt in every single color. Or you start to accumulate more things because your brain, the experience has to be greater than the original time it happened in order for this dopamine to be released.
Okay, so this is the bad would be gambling and stuff because like you get this.
Oh, that's this a good one. Yeah.
Dopamine of like, okay, I might have lost a little bit, but I think just being in the atmosphere and all the noise and everything, then it's like that experience is a real big high.
I can see this big rush. And so, yeah, I don't know enough about that's that could also be a little bit of an adrenaline. And so I don't know the stat, like how that crosses over between the adrenaline rush and – but I think that's a pleasurable – I think that feels more dopamine release to me. And that's a great example. So to get this, I talked about how the original experience is no longer – doesn't justify it. Okay. So you have to sort of keep up in the ante. You buy more. You start to accumulate more stuff. That's how people have retail therapy, right? Because it makes them feel good when they buy something. You're feeling down in the dumps. Let me do some online shopping. Let me go to the store. Let me buy this. Let me buy that. It's not you, your issue. It's an actual chemical imbalance, if you will. So that's where it starts. That's how it can kind of be a slippery slope. Because once you've accumulated these items, if people aren't like you, Kayla, with an organizing brain or somebody who doesn't like clutter, they're not removing things that they're bringing into the home as they're accumulating more things. So that's a slippery slope. Is if you buy something and you bring it in, the trick that we say is take something out, right? So especially for clothes, that's a really good example. So that's this slippery slope is you're feeling this rush of buying something, but you're not getting rid of anything in the meantime. So you have piles and all these different things that are starting to, that's where clutter happens. And so the reason that clutter occurs is sort of this other kind of byproduct of how your brain works. And the reason we don't throw things out is because we think we might need it someday.
We've heard that plenty of times.
Oh my gosh. Yep. And so this is your brain. Your brain is very smart. So your brain is playing tricks on you. And it's a psychological effect called loss aversion. And humans are averse to losses. So our brain is telling us if we get rid of this, then I've lost it. I might need it someday and I've lost it. So it's almost like that you're in this catch-22 where I have all this stuff, but now I don't want to get rid of it because I might need it one day. So that's where it gets a little hazy and a little, you can get that dopamine release by buying something, but that's where all the clutter happens. So how do you change that? How does organizing help with all of this? And, people struggle. I don't want to say people can't organize. I think it's just you have to train your brain to do things. And I use – there's always an example I use on fitness a lot on the show is because that's not my natural tendency. But you have to train – how long does it say to take to create a habit? Is it like 14 days?
Like a big thing would be if you're going to cut out like sugars.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a good example is once you hit that 2-week mark, then you don't crave them anymore. So maybe that's where you've heard maybe some of the timing, but I could see where that could fall in play, right? Because you're not like the first couple of days are going to be so hard, but then once you get past a certain point, you don't crave anything. You don't wish – you don't miss anything.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really good thing for even clients to realize, like, who said – you can't organize, but you can.
Yeah.
And it's those little steps that we completely just can't ignore. You have to still think small, start small.
Yeah.
When it comes to those spaces.
The tricky part I don't know if there's an actual apples to apples analogy, because like what you're saying is you're cutting out sugar. That's a daily decision that you're making. And the same with fitness. It's a daily decision. Or I'm waking up daily. You're not necessarily organizing things daily. So it's kind of, it's a little tricky to where yes, I'll decide to go all in on a project, and then you do that project, and you may not have to organize another space or a big project like that for another few months. So I can see how that could be a little overwhelming to where it's a lot of stop and go. There's a gap. There's too much of an in-between phase for potentially a really good habit to set in.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep. So I think you can, I like where you're going. You have to break it down into smaller bite-sized pieces. And so first and foremost, the reason people think that they cannot organize is they see it as the overall encompassing project. So for them, you know, we can go in and we can bite-size a room, or we can say, hey, let's start in this drawer or this closet or this corner or whatever. They see the entire room in disarray. So their brain can't process the baby steps that it takes to get to from A to B. So it's too big of a project. Again, blame your brain. Your brain is wired to be very cautious and very conservative in starting big projects. Because once you start, it takes over your brain. It's all you can think about. You have to finish this. And so
You sleep over it.
Yeah. And you have to most likely make a lot of difficult decisions during this process, which is, you know, do I purge this? Well, hold on, I might need it, right? So this goes back to the original of the accumulation of clutter. I might need it. These are my goal pants. Well, I might have another kid. Okay, well, this, I'm hanging on to this piece over here because when my sister comes into town twice a year, she might need this. So you're talking yourself out of it, and your brain's like, yep, this is too big of a project. Let's just lay low. Don't even tackle it. And then mind over matter, and good or bad, then your brain wins in that situation. So the first step is this initial, once you get over the initial stalling of the project, the first step is to start small, like you were saying. And then that's when the brain hits us with these small rewards. So as you're making progress, you're getting the satisfaction of, ooh, that. I think you even mentioned on a previous episode about setting a timer. So if you start small, set a timer, mm-hmm. and then that release of dopamine is going to be, that's going to feel so good when you do it. Guess what? The next time you do it, the release of cleaning out one drawer isn't going to be enough. Your body is going to crave something else. Now you do two drawers. Mm-hmm. And you see how this starts to build yep. to where it has the effect in organizing as it did with shopping. Like, let's say you need two shirts now to fulfill that hit. Well, now you can look at a space and you can say, oh, this entire closet or this closet and that closet, mm-hmm. how much further have you gotten than just doing that one drawer? And the dopamine, like that excitement.
It's that repeat motivation.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. So that's the fun part. So now the organizing, we say fun.
People are like, nope, you still haven't gotten me. Well, hold on a second.
Because, yes, so this was really interesting to me. Have you ever noticed if you're on a flight or and you walk up and down the aisles that people, and maybe people do this at home too, they play solitaire on their laptop or their iPad on a flight. And this kills me because they're literally sorting, right? So your brain, you're sorting fake cards.
Oh my God.
You're not,
I didn't even think about
this. You're not doing anything, but that releases, that's this relaxing and calm vibe. So it, can you honestly think of a more meaningless activity?
I mean,
sitting down.
Yeah.
Sitting, you know, how many thousands of feet up in the air, just cruising along, heading to your vacation, and you're on solitaire or playing solitaire, just moving around. I don't know about you, but like at the very end of it, I would just like watch all of those.
Oh, yes. It's like the filing system. It's like, this is where they should have gone.
And or no, like when the whole game is done and like all the cards kind of go everywhere.
Oh.
Maybe you never won.
I don't even really remember playing, but I didn't even look at that game as sorting.
You know, and so any game, do you play any? Cause I, well, no, not like, I guess, one that.
Are you a fun person or
is no, I guess I was thinking like electronic. Did you grow up playing, was well, it you, Dr. Mario?
I don't know. Or, you should know this. Did I? Can't you know, remember. I have a terrible memory.
So I love Tetris.
Yeah.
And I love Tetris.
I like real life Tetris. I don't like game stuff.
Which is shocking. You hate puzzles.
Yeah. Nope, I don't.
Yeah, you hate but puzzles.
Pack a car. Ooh, that's oh, yeah. my jam.
Yeah, you do like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry. That's what. No. That's what this is. Like those. So it's kind of this. Think about it in the form of solitaire. Like this meaningless activity. Mm-hmm. Can it be more simple? But yet it releases this calmness, this sorting feeling, if you will, of filing things. We do it because it's so satisfying to put things in their place. It's a basic intrinsic pleasure to increase order, it's like scientifically proven. So that's where the importance of being organized and staying organized is so good for the brain. I mean, it translates into so many other things.
Oh, it reduces stress. I mean, okay.
Hands down.
I mean, it's requiring less last minute scrambling of your everyday situation. So what comes to my mind is, yeah, I don't have kids, but how many times have we worked in a mudroom and, you know, the kids are all in these sports. And so we're dealing with hockey, soccer, all this stuff. If there's not spaces for this, now you're leaving out the door for soccer and your kid can't find soccer shins. And now you are running late. And
the kid's probably stressed too.
Oh, the kid is crying. And
now you're stressed about the kid crying.
Yeah, and you're like, gosh, if you would have just put them back where they belong, or we need to make a central location for this. And then now you have a car ride to the game. And now how are you going to perform, or how is that child going to perform at the game? Because now I don't have everything I need. So it's just this, like, that little thing right there caused so much stress on not only the child, but now the parent. And now it's probably going to push on to, like, the teammates or something. Like, he's going to be in bad mood. And it's just like,
and I also,
this could have been avoided.
Yes, because I also think, so research shows excessive clutter and mess is distracting and inhibits our ability to concentrate and focus. And so I'm taking your example, and you know, you're gathering all this these things, and then you're like, well, now I can't find my sunglasses on my phone, and half time it's probably in the person's hand, because it's inhibited your ability to actually put yourself in the current situation to where you're in fight mode, you know, and you're completely scattered, like you said, as far as scrambling around. I think it's so true. So staying organized, it brings a sense of calm and order, which then equals less stress. I mean, show of hands out there, who wants to be stressed?
I'm raising my hand.
As you do?
No, I don't want stress.
Oh, I said show of hands, who wants to be stressed?
Oh.
Well, that experiment didn't work very well.
I gotta be, yeah, no.
So stress is the big one. And then on top of, I think they sort of parlayed together, you talked about it increases, if you're organized, it increases efficiency. So people look at organizing from an efficiency standpoint, and it's less time that you're spending looking for something that you need, clothes, or like you said, your keys. There's so many things that are good for the brain as far as concentration, mental health, you know, what – anxiety.
Productivity.
There's so much, and everybody can do it. And if you can't, we are here to help you.
Yes.
But hello. I definitely feel like, you know, I mean, sleeping. Were you going to talk about, go ahead.
No, well, I wasn't going to talk about sleeping, but I just, like, also, if you're going to do this, which I think you should try, obviously, before you start getting into it and you're like, okay. Well, which that's happened too. We've had clients be like, well, I tried and then got overwhelmed and then I just couldn't do it and then I got busy.
Because so they probably thought about it as a big project, didn't get that instant gratification to where they started small, lost that dopamine, or never received that reward, that intrinsic reward of, oh, I can kind of keep chucking away or plugging away at this space here.
I will say though, if you're going to do something, take your before and afters. This is so important. Like, I get, like, this release of just happiness when I see ours.
When
we start, I forget what the original space looked like. And then you go back to the before and then you get to see real life. And I'm like, okay, now I see what, you know, the client's going to see. And so that's a huge thing for me. I feel like if you're going to do it, I've done this before. I say this, I'm like preaching you should do this, and then I'm the worst at it, like when I'm doing like home projects.
Yeah.
I just get in there and do it, where I'll send it to like Mom and Crystal and they'll be like, what did it look like before? I'm like, of course, of yeah. course, I forgot because I was so just in tune with what I was doing. But I think it's really important for you to, especially if you're first getting into it, mm-hmm. I think it's like instant reward. You can show your husband or you show your wife, like, look, I did this junk drawer.
But you don't
this
even
took
have,
me 5 minutes.
You don't even have to be the one that's doing it. There's this thing on Instagram called swipe therapy. So you can look at other people's before and afters. You can look at somebody's, you can look at somebody's space. You can look at, that's why we all love Fixer Upper, right? Oh, yeah. That's why we love all of these shows where it starts from something and turns into this incredible thing. I wasn't even in Waco, Texas and, you know, anywhere near this project, but I get the same, I've invested my time and I'm like, oh my gosh, I get the same excitement and the same release. And then it could be encouraging and motivating for me to say, like, you know what? I think I can. I think I might be able to put some shiplap up someplace.
I'm probably there for not. The demo for sure.
But it is. It's this. The before and after is one of the easiest ways to share that with others, mm-hmm. and yeah, for yourself, for you to see it and have that feeling of accomplishment and pride. And again, you get that hit, and you're like, I can take mm-hmm. the next project on, no problem.
Yep. Yeah.
So I think. Yeah, I think. What?
Nothing. Oh. I'm excited because I want people to know that it's not just
it gets
not
me excited.
Just a job. Like it
yeah.
it's so much more than that. Like we do it because we love it, but then we also get the satisfaction from somebody reaching out, realizing, hey, they either tried it or they're like, hey, I just don't have time. Just yeah. come in and do it. But then it helps them moving forward, and it's a huge impact, I feel like.
Listen, we don't call the show well-ordered, well-lived for nothing. I mean, we're very, very passionate about that. That's how we took that away from our home organizing business. We're so passionate about it and talking about it on here. And so it's, you know, keeping your home well-ordered, your brain will work better. Mm-hmm. You know, you keep things clear so you function at your best. And listen, that's what you were saying. There's so much more than organizing. It's about simplifying your life, making your life better, functioning at full capacity, functioning to where you're efficient and you're loving everyday life. It's so much more than a pretty bin with a label. And yeah. it's so much more healthier for your brain and your mental state and the people that you live with. So give it a go. Start small or maybe kind of start going through some of the clutter. But we love talking about this. And I was so happy that people wanted to learn a little bit more about sort of the loosely psychology behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we are not psychologists.
No. But we are completely and fully all about this topic.
Yep.
So thanks so much for indulging us and letting us talk about this a little bit deeper. And feel free to follow us on Instagram. That's where we are the most active. And at wellordered.welllived.
That's it. I don't have anything else. No, you nailed that ending.
I'm going to go start a project.
Okay. I'm going outside. See you guys.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe.